From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey is claimed to have killed at least 260 Syrian Kurdish fighters and Islamic State militants in a four-day offensive in northwest Afrin province to clear the Turkish frontier of a security threat. The sound of Kurdish fighters exchanging fire with Kurdish forces. President Donald Trump is expected to express U.S. concern about Operation Olive Branch in a phone call later Wednesday with his Turkish counterpart Recep Tayyip Erdogan. At the State Department Tuesday, spokesperson Heather Nauert said Secretary of State Rex Tillerson already conveyed his alarm to the Turkish foreign minister.
The secretary has been frank and has been clear, and I think that's evident in the fact that he's had at least three conversations with him, in addition, negotiations and conversations that our embassy officials may be having as well. So I think that shows the level of concern.
However, Nauert said the U.S. and NATO ally understands Ankara's concerns about the YPG Kurdish militia.
As much as we are concerned about destabilizing activities in northwestern Syria, we fully understand Turkey's concerns about different terrorist organizations.
The U.S. urged Turkey to limit the military operation. Ankara has said the operation will be short-lived. In the eastern Libyan city of Benghazi, the death toll is nearly 30, with dozens wounded, following a double car bombing on Tuesday. The first blast occurred outside a mosque. Moments later, a second explosion tore through people, including security personnel, who had gathered after the first blast. It's not clear who was responsible. Forces loyal to renegade General Khalifa Haftar have taken control of the city of Benghazi from Islamist militia following battles that culminated last July. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence told Reuters the Trump administration's strategy to advance Israeli-Palestinian peace will be unveiled hopefully this year if Palestinians return to the negotiations. The peace process has been stalemated since 2014. Pence said the White House has been working with its partners in the region to see if a framework for peace is possible. Regional analyst Russell Stone, professor emeritus of American University, said he has no idea what's in it.
It seems to be a kind of a phantom peace plan. What Vice President Pence has dangled is, of course, the prospect of revealing it once the parties to the dispute say they're willing to enter in negotiations. So it's really a two-step process before we'll ever know what's in the peace plan.
Anan Ashrawi, a senior Palestine Liberation Organization official, said the Trump administration dealt a death blow to any prospect for peace after President Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Secretary of State Tillerson, speaking in Paris, said Syria may still be using chemical weapons against its people after rescue workers accused Damascus of employing chlorine gas in the rebel-held enclave of eastern Ghouta.
Only yesterday, more than 20 civilians, most of them children, were victims of an apparent chlorine gas attack. The recent attacks in East Ghouta raise serious concerns that Bashar al-Assad's Syrian regime may be continuing its use of chemical weapons against its own people.
He accused Russia of complicity since Moscow intervened on the side of Syria in 2015. Venezuela's Constituent Assembly announced elections will be held by the end of April. President Nicolas Maduro expected to seek re-election but remains deeply unpopular as the South American country's economy collapses. Tulane University's David Smill said the assembly violated electoral law in setting the time frame.
They almost always take place in December. In 2012, they were moved up to October, and they've never taken place in the first semester. But I think, constitutionally, it can happen any time this year. But the electoral law says that there should be 6 months of advance notice, so they're clearly violating that law.
Critics fear a fraudulent outcome to the election as Mr. Maduro controls the country's political machinery, commands a core of supporters, while the opposition remains divided. The UN has accused Congolese security forces of targeting UN monitors during clashes Sunday with anti-government protesters. At least six were killed, dozens wounded, including a UN rights monitor, when police opened fire on marchers demanding President Joseph Kabila step down. South African anti-apartheid activist and ex-wife of the late President Nelson Mandela has been hospitalized with a kidney infection, but 81-year-old Winnie Madikizela Mandela is expected to make a full recovery. President Donald Trump will roll out the red carpet for the first time in late April for a state visit by his French counterpart, Emmanuel Macron. Mr. Trump visited France last year. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.